Hello, and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast to help women connect to their inner goddess while nurturing their divine feminine essence. And we do this by learning about both practical and magical ways to work with your mind, body, and spirit to learn how to live empowered lives. I am your host, Charisse Williams, a spiritual guide and holistic life coach, and I'm so excited to welcome you to this episode. So before we dive in, I would like to ask if you could go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. If you're not following me over there yet, it's Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram. And if you are following me, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And if you could give this podcast a review and subscribe to it, it would mean the world to me. And of course, go ahead and share this episode out if it resonates with you or if you feel like there are some people that could stand to hear this message. So today, also before we get into it, I do just feel like I want to share my couple of supplies here that I usually always have with me whenever I'm doing a video or a recording. And it is a crystal and an oil that I always have. I pretty much always have some sort of throat chakra crystal. And today I have this beautiful blue calcite palm stone that I am holding in my hand. Blue calcite is excellent for your throat chakra. It's also a very calming stone. So it's good if you're feeling kind of anxious or jittery or just kind of your energy's all over the place. It's good to kind of reel it in and calm you down and help you to communicate. And then the oil that I have, you could always use peppermint. Peppermint essential oil is great for the throat chakra and for communication. And also physically, it helps clear your airways and your respiratory system. So you're hopefully not clearing your throat as much or doing little coughs and everything. It's really good for if you're doing any sort of recordings. And the oil that I particularly have right now is Breathe, and it is by doTERRA. It's a respiratory blend, and it's just a mix of various oils that are excellent for the throat chakra and for the respiratory system. So I just kind of felt like I wanted to share those today. I don't normally share the little tools that I have, but I do like to share tools with you guys and to show you it doesn't have to be crazy to incorporate, you know, holistic tools and stuff into your life. It doesn't have to be some big elaborate thing. It can literally be something as simple as smelling an essential oil and holding a crystal in your hand or setting the crystal on your desk or your workspace. So now let's get into the actual episode. Today, I would love to talk to you guys about minding your own damn business, about focusing on yourself. It kind of reminds me of the little video of the little girl in the back seat, and she's trying to buckle her car seat, and her dad asks if she needs any help, and she tells him to worry about your own self. If you don't know the video I'm talking about, look it up, because it's really cute. It's been all over the internet, so it won't be hard to find. But that's what today's topic reminds me of. Worry about your own self. So it's so easy for all of us to get into the comparison game and to really, you know, look at what other people are doing and what they're doing with their life or what they're doing with their business or, you know, whatever they're doing. And we don't worry about ourselves. We don't worry about our own selves. And it turns into like this kind of like keeping score thing almost where, you know, you're focusing so much on what other people are doing and then comparing that to yourself and thinking like, oh, well, I'm not doing that. So they're, you know, kind of they're winning and I'm losing. Or then maybe you do something that's pretty awesome. And so then you look back at this other person or these other people and you're like, haha, I'm doing this and they're not. And it's making me feel better about myself. Even though you're doing things and you're maybe achieving things, you're still focusing energy on these other people rather than just focusing on yourself. And anytime that we do that, we're giving away our energy. Anytime that we are focusing on what somebody else is doing or not doing, that's energy that we're wasting on our own self and our own growth. And it can really be detrimental. You know, and I've gotten stuck in this mind game as well, where, you know, cause I'm a spiritual guide and holistic life coach. So I'll be on Instagram and I'll be looking at all these different people's accounts and stuff and comparing myself to other life coaches and other spiritual guides and other people in the spiritual and holistic communities. And I'm comparing myself to them and I have to stop myself and think, okay, I'm like, look at all this time I'm wasting scrolling these people's Instagram feeds and being, you know, pretty much envious of what they're achieving and what they're doing and, you know, how many likes are they getting and how many comments are they getting and what, where are they traveling to and how many clients do they have? And that's time that I could be spending on myself. That's time that I could be spending on my own clients and my own business and my own personal growth. That's time that I could be doing some affirmations, or I could be doing some meditations, or I could be working on my next program, or I could be recording a podcast episode, or I could be returning messages to clients. But instead, I'm spending that energy and my resources focusing on what other people are doing. So anytime you catch yourself doing that, just take a step back and be like, you know, who cares? Who cares what they're doing? Because here's the thing, we all have different lives. We all have different strengths. We all have different weaknesses. And we are all at different points in our lives. So it's kind of, when we think of it that way, it's ridiculous to compare ourselves to somebody else because they are not us. We can't keep score on an uneven playing field. And I'm not saying uneven as in they have better things than you do. It's uneven because you're not the same people. Like I just said, you have strengths that they don't have. They have strengths that you don't have. And that is okay. What we need to do instead of playing the comparison game and keeping score and keeping track of who's doing what, who isn't doing what, we need to focus on our own strengths and build those up rather than looking at other people's strengths and being envious of them, or even looking at other people's weaknesses and kind of gloating to ourselves that, well, we're better than that. Don't do that. Don't do the comparison game anymore. It doesn't do anybody any good, and it doesn't further you at all. It really, really, truly does not. So it can be kind of a difficult thing, you know, especially if you're kind of feeling down on yourself. But you just have to remember, number one, first of all, what you see online is not always the whole story. Very rarely do people show you exactly what's going on in their lives and share everything that's going on with you. So you may be looking at this person's Instagram feed. Oh, they have, you know, they're always out to eat at the best restaurants and they're always traveling and they have the cutest outfits and, or maybe, oh, they have the best crystal collection and all these tarot decks and look at all these people signing up for their tarot readings or whatever it is that you're kind of envious of. It's rather than, you know, thinking of that and thinking of everything that they have, keep in mind that they're only showing you a snippet of their lives. They're only showing you what they want you to see. So while it may seem like they have all these amazing, great things and they're doing all these amazing, great things, they may be secretly miserable. They may have bills piled high that they're not sharing with you. They may have just gotten their heat turned off. They, you know, you don't know what is going on in their lives. They may cry themselves to sleep every night. So you can't compare what you're seeing on the surface to what is necessarily really going on with people. And another thing to keep in mind too, this is especially true for if you are in the spiritual business or holistic business, or just in business in general, you can't compare your journey to somebody else's. Because, you know, if you're looking at, let's just say like Gabrielle Bernstein, because she's, you know, she's a big top person in the spiritual community. If you're looking at her feed and what she's got going on and you're keeping score of what she's doing and what you're not doing, that's ridiculous because she's been in the game for a very long time. So it's almost like you're comparing somebody's, you know, middle of their story or end of their story to your beginning. And that's just not really, that's not a fair playing field. So instead of comparing yourself to other people's stories or what you perceive their story to be, focus on your own story, focus on your own strengths, and work on your own path. And the only person that you should ever be keeping score with or being in competition with, and I don't even like the word competition, but it's yourself. Keep track of your own scores. Look back at your life. Oh, look at what I achieved. That's amazing. And be your own damn cheerleader too. Look at what I achieved. Look at what I did. If you have a hard time thinking of what you've done, sit down and literally write out everything that you've done in life that is kind of a quote unquote win. Anything that you've done in life that has propelled you further, no matter how big or small it is, and count it as a win and look back and think of like, oh, I did this and I've achieved this. Because once we sit down and we really start kind of looking back on all of the things that we've accomplished, or even all of the things that we've been through, like if you've been through a traumatic or a difficult situation, but you're here today, guess what? You've won. You got through that difficult situation and you're here now. So you can count that as a win. You can count that as a win and be proud of it. But once we sit down and we really kind of look back at our whole lives and kind of do that like montage of our lives and write down all of our wins, it's pretty amazing if you look back at it. Because right now you can sit there and be like, I haven't done anything. I've accomplished very little, whatever. But when you really look back at everything that you've been through and everything that you've done, it's really freaking empowering. And that's what you need to be doing. So if you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, shut the phone off, shut the social media off, shut your thoughts off, and sit down and think of your own life and what you've accomplished. And then once you have that list, you can keep it somewhere safe. And anytime you notice yourself starting to get back into that comparison game, pull that list out and look over it again and update this list as well. You know, anytime that you start to do something or you accomplish something or you make it through a difficult situation, put it on the list. And it doesn't have to be that you're not still thinking about the difficult situation, because it can be hard sometimes to get through some difficult situations. But if it's in the past, it's in the past and you've made it. So go ahead and put that on the list. Put down even small wins. So maybe your goal is to get to 5,000 followers on Instagram, and then you get to 5,000 followers one day. That's awesome. Put that on your list. Count that as a win. If your goal is to walk an extra 2 miles every day and you achieve that goal, put it on your list. It's basically about being your own cheerleader and setting goals to be in again, I don't like the word competition with yourself, because that kind of brings up like negative feelings to me. And I can't think of another word to use right now, but it's instead of looking at what other people are doing and comparing that and what their goals are, make your own goals and cheer yourself on and work towards your own things, not worrying about what other people are doing. So I hope that this helped. I do, you know, I mean, I do this too. I think it's only human and natural to kind of take a little bit to be like, oh, well, what is somebody else doing? What are they doing? And to maybe be a little envious or do the comparison every now and then. But it's about getting yourself out of that mindset and reeling it back in and focusing on your own goals and aspirations and your own achievements. And yeah, so that's all I got for you guys today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you could please subscribe and review, I would greatly appreciate it. And feel free to reach out to me on social media, Instagram at Charisse Healing Moon, or on my website, healingmoonlumina.com, or on Facebook as well, Charisse Williams, Healing Moon Lumina. I will talk to you guys later. Many blessings. Bye-bye.